The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight.
You can't be singing this song like 2 weeks.
Score a touchdown, one, two, three. Hit them low, hit them high. On the fight, Eagles, fly.
I didn't hear you sing how they set it up so that the refs get the Eagles to win. How about that part? The conspiracy theory.
There was no setup for.
They weren't letting that white team win again, bro.
Nah, bro. They didn't have a choice. Like,
the ref tried. You're right. First play of the game, that first drive, the ref did start.
He tried.
And then they somebody gave him a phone call to stop.
Yeah. Seriously.
Because that first drive, they called that flag on Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Listen.
I'm saying Antonio Brown.
I'm geeked up. And it's funny because I've watched some shit like afterwards. Like they have these pregame speeches that they've released right now for the Eagles, right? And Saquon was talking that shit, right? And he's like, listen, these motherfuckers, I don't care how many games they won. They ain't seen us. Like, listen, man, the more I watch film, the more they cannot fuck with us. Like, we're about to get in their ass. Like, basically is what he's saying. He's like, the more I watch film, the more confident I'm getting. And I hope that all y'all are doing the same thing. And he's like, because I'm telling you, I don't care how many Super Bowls they won. I don't care how many, nothing. Like, they cannot fuck with us.
He had, like, what, 9 yards in the first half?
He had 57 total, but that's okay because he still ended up with the record for the most yards in history in a season.
That's the only thing the Chiefs game planned for, though.
Well, again,
they forgot about everybody else.
So if you game plan for that, that's cool. And you know, you did that part of it. But it was 40 to fucking 6 by the time when you left, right? When you were leaving the crib?
No, it was 24 to 0.
No, that was halftime. You didn't leave at halftime.
I left just after halftime.
Really?
Yeah,
but we got active right after halftime.
I didn't see another touchdown before I left.
Okay.
But it was still dumb. It was to the point where the body language of the Chiefs was depleted. I mean, they were like, we're good. We're just going to play the rest of these, you know, these next 15 and then 15. We're just going to play them.
Yeah.
And you know, who wants to get in? You want to get in?
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.
Well, and this is the thing, right? They were on Mahomes' ass. And this is the same thing why Eli is going to the Hall of Fame is because every time he beat Brady, that defense was on Brady's ass. You know what I mean? His defense didn't give Brady time to breathe, and that's what happened in this one. Mahomes didn't have a fucking chance. And they didn't blitz his ass once. They did that with 4 people every time, and that's just ridiculous right there. I mean, you could get
confidence.
Yeah, that you could get that kind of pressure.
You can let your secondary be secondary and let your linebackers be linebackers.
Right.
And your line is really all that's needed. Yeah.
And they were putting pressure on it. Like, this motherfucker didn't have time to do shit, really.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt bad. You know, not really. Yeah. I didn't. Not I did. I'm sorry. That's a lie. I didn't feel bad.
Many times he's done it to you?
Yeah. No, you saw me. I was hyped.
Yeah.
I was hyping the motherfucker. I was doing fucking all kind of fucking rolls on the floor and shit. Yeah. Like, it was a good time. I'm glad that we won the parade.
So do you think, if you had to give it to a person, whose energy do you think was the energy that made it be that kind of victory?
I'm going to have to say the defensive line, right? I mean, I know it's one, you said person, but
that's fine. That's how you do in fantasy anyway.
Yeah, the defensive line was that group because, again, like, they're a couple strip sacks, you know, fumbles.
Where they hit the 50-yard line to the third quarter.
Right. You didn't get past the 50 until the second half. That's ridiculous. Yeah. They had 24 yards at halftime.
Yeah.
That's defense, man.
I didn't even look to find the score. I knew that it was going to be a victory.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't even look at
the
score.
You know what's funny, though? The whole season, the Chiefs played like this. It's just they find a way to win at the end.
Well, and I think that's why people thought that they would win again, right? Because they had this magic all season where they won games where you thought that they probably shouldn't. And it's like, okay, well, even if they probably shouldn't win this game, they'll find a way to win because they've been doing that all season. But, yeah, nah, man, that shit went down. And then I watched the parade on Friday. And I know you were like, what are you trying to show me when I sent that screenshot?
It was just a screenshot.
Just a parade.
Just the fact that they had one?
Just that it's going on right
now. We all knew they were going to have a parade.
Yeah, but it was going on. It was on Valentine's Day. It was some brotherly love shit.
They didn't fly through this time?
No. Listen, that was the Braves shit. This fucking parade took 4 hours.
Okay. Yeah, people camped out like it was Black Friday.
No, like, but how long it took for them to get from
the beginning to the end.
Right, yeah. to the museum at the end. But they were getting off they had time to get off and walk next to the buses and shit and fuck with the crowd and take shots.
Which is what you expect.
That's what you're supposed to do. The Braves, man, the boys was doing like they 20.
They were throwing t-shirts out the window and shit. Grab this.
But I think the problem with the Braves is that they ended at the stadium. So they had a crowd that they were going to that I think they thought was more important than the crowd on the way.
Yeah.
Right? Because when they got to the stadium, they did their shit. And that was, you know, hey, we're here in front of you guys. And I don't know if they charge them niggas or whatever, but I know there's probably a lot of corporate money there. And they're like, this is the people we care about. The people that's camped out and, you know, are standing on the fucking side of the road. Yeah. Hey, bye.
I'm surprised you didn't make your way up there. At first, that's what I thought you were showing me. Then I was like, well, this is something else.
I'm going to tell you right now. If they do it again next year, I'm going to be.
They're not
going to. No, okay. Well,
they can.
You know.
They can do it again
next year. Is that what y'all are thinking? Is that what everybody, that's what the sentiment is amongst?
Yeah.
In their conference, yeah.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, I think the sentiment period. Like, so they. I saw a thing on NFL.com where they rated them the best team of the millennium. I know it's fucking ridiculous, but since 2000. And that we only have a few free agents that if we can.
Everybody's coming back except for Slate because he might retire.
Yeah. If we can lock up a couple of our defensive free agents like Sweat and who had 2.5 sacks in the fucking Super Bowl, we'll be all right, man. Like, I think, you know.
Saquon signed for 3 years, so.
Bro.
He ain't leaving yet.
Nah. And I think that, you know, Jalen, he's getting his flowers now, right? It's weird that, you know, and I'm guilty. You know, I didn't always trust this dude, even though his record was a certain record, because I think he would hold the ball or do shit that I didn't really think, like, oh,
fumble.
Dude, yeah, fumble, right? And I'm like, come on, bro, throw the ball away, do some different shit. But at this point, the record with the Super Bowl ring, 2 Super Bowls in 4 years, or in 3 years, I should say.
Yeah, that's why this is going to suck for you.
Why is that?
Nobody wants to see them back in it.
No, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that because,
again, it's just going to be uphill all year.
Yeah, but as a Dodger fan, and a Laker fan, this is how my fandom that I've chosen. Like, I'm already used to that on that side. Like, everybody hates those two teams, period.
Nah, it's different. It's really different. Yeah, because this one is undeserved. Like, they deserve to go back, and they deserve to be celebrated to being that dominant.
That's true.
But they're going to give them hell all year. The Lakers fucking suck, and they just keep pretending like they're great. And so people like the Lakers because they're purple and gold.
17
not because,
championships doesn't mean suck.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't know that's how that works.
How many years have we had a NBA Finals?
Something years, right?
There's 70, yeah.
So would you say that they've been the champion more than not? Or
them and the Celtics are the ones?
Name any team that's been more than not.
No. That's not what I'm asking. You're trying to compare me to somebody else. That's not what I'm asking you to do.
There's no team that's ever been more than anybody else. Like, that, like more than half of the whatever.
So, I mean, y'all are okay.
Shit, we're better than okay.
It's not dominant. Y'all are okay.
So you get 17, right, out of the 75.
Yeah.
That's championships. That's not even talking about the ones that you've gone to and lost.
Conference final. Yes.
Right.
You lost with Kobe.
Well, there's more. We lost
five plenty with
to
Magic.
If the Hawks went out from here to 2045, I don't want to hear this shit no more.
If they do it, yeah, but we got to wait till 2045 to see that.
I'm mad with the Hawks because I don't know what it is, but my dude don't get no love.
He doesn't. Sure, our team doesn't get any love.
He doesn't get no love.
Okay, so I asked this the other day. Are we finally able to say LeBron is better than what y'all been giving him credit for? He's no worse than Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is considered one of maybe the greatest quarterbacks ever. And y'all will give him his flowers even when he fucking loses. But LeBron goes all those times in a row and all those years out of all the championships.
Well, that's what they're saying about Pat Mahomes now. They're starting to say that about Pat Mahomes now.
But I don't think that he's going to get the same shit that LeBron got.
Because his sport is way harder to get there.
It's
bro, true, though.
It's always something.
But listen to what I'm saying, okay?
And I'm a LeBron fan, but
No, but you can't.
Football is way harder to get there.
That's not comparable, bro. NFL, I mean, NBA players are the best athletes. They're far better athletes than NFL athletes.
Athletes, sure.
Right, so we're talking about somebody who's doing magic compared to what, and NFL is not magic. It's just everybody got to hit the, everybody got to do exactly what they're supposed to do every single time. This NBA is, ain't that.
This is what I'll say about LeBron. And, you know, just like they were about to crown Mahomes the GOAT if he would have got this
they
Super
would
Bowl.
Have. Right, exactly.
No, because it was the three-peat, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever
now,
done
that. Now,
they're
saying he's not even part of the conversation.
That's
just right. That's immediacy.
Yeah.
Eventually, like, middle of the year, he'll get his feet back under him. I think they're still going to consider him one of the greatest quarterbacks.
Of course, he's already.
And but the thing with, you know, like I said, he was about to do something no one's ever done. LeBron is doing that now. At 40, LeBron is doing shit we've never seen. Like, right. I watched this motherfucker do 42 points, 16 rebounds, and, like, seven assists.
And just happened to add a windmill dunk in the middle
of it. Seven assists the other night. And I'm like, at 40, he's still, very often the best player on the court.
Right.
And that's with 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds, you know what I mean? Like, he's dominating these young boys, right? And that shit is, that's ridiculous. Kareem didn't do that.
And
Kareem,
if you're gonna give Saquon the flowers he got, even though he only scored, I mean, he only did 50 yards in the whole thing, but he's still what you're saying is the great. We have to give concessions to LeBron. Y'all don't want to give LeBron any concessions ever.
No, listen. I mean, like I said, this dude.
And it's crazy because you're a Laker fan. You still be like.
Well, no, because again.
Slick hating him.
No, because he hijacked my whole organization. Him and fucking, what's the management group?
Oh, Clutch.
Rich Paul. Yeah, Clutch. Yeah. Like they, and it was like, listen, we're getting Clutch niggas in here. I mean, we even drafted his son. Let's be clear. His son shouldn't be in the NBA. Okay. That's just, I mean.
He was drafted number 55. If he was drafted number one, I would say that. But for where he's drafted, he's doing exactly what those guys in that. He's actually doing better than those guys that usually get drafted do with the opportunity that he got thus far. So from the G League and his NBA man.
55 would be second round.
Yeah,
second round.
I don't know if second round players should be in the G League.
No, they usually are.
They shouldn't be on the. They shouldn't be on the NBA. They shouldn't
nah,
be.
I don't know about that.
They should no. They shouldn't be on the first team squad. And it's proof because
they don't make the first team.
Yeah,
because
his averages are. Less than a whole number on everything.
Yeah, but
no, he's played enough.
But yeah, he hasn't played minutes to the point where we can really judge.
And he
his
don't
averages.
Get touches, really.
Yeah. No, this is what I told someone the other day. It's his dad. Let's be clear. I'm going to be honest with you. It's his dad.
It's why he's there.
No, it's why he struggles.
Why?
When he's up with the big club.
Oh, when he's with the G League, because he
when he's with the G League, and he's away from his dad. Right. He you can see talent, right? And he plays, and he's often one of the better. People on the floor.
But that's also because he also played 30 minutes in that game.
But
that's
it doesn't
and he gets touches. And he gets touches.
And he gets touches.
There are plays that
I watched
go
him
his
play.
Way.
He played a whole fourth quarter and I watched him fucking miss the backboard on a layup. Like I
that
mean
that was like his third game in the
nah,
league.
Nah, nigga, no. Nigga,
you saw, this was we talking his last game where he played 9 minutes, he went off in those 9 minutes.
He got 9 points.
Yeah, like
amen.
And three not
that was a
three,
season
three.
That was a career high for sure.
But that's also he played a full 9 minute game. Like
he had a 12 minute where we blew out a team where he played the whole fourth quarter and he didn't do anything, bro. And I'm telling you, I watched him fucking miss a layup, fucking miss the rim, and I'm telling you what it is. I think the pressure is when he's in front of LeBron. There's a lot of pressure that he feels having to try to live up to.
Speaking of LeBron, that's what I wanted to ask you guys. So are we finally willing to give LeBron a little bit of grace?
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's a popular guy, so giving him grace is kind of weird. But I feel like he's not in the conversation as much as he should be for the reasons that y'all are, that they seemingly were letting Patrick Mahomes in. Now, we'll see how that conversation changes. But
well, like I said, when Kareem, which is who I believe is probably one of the greatest players, if not
we're not
the greatest,
talking about one of we're talking about the greatest.
The greatest, right. Yeah. No, he is. Because again, I think Kareem.
He's the greatest?
Yes, to me.
Okay.
To me. Because again, he had a shot that was undefendable, right? He had until he was 40. And at that time he was averaging almost 20 points at 40. And I thought that was impressive. But to watch LeBron get 25 a night now, I'm like, that was still impressive. But it wasn't like what LeBron is doing now. He wasn't best
LeBron
player.
LeBron is doing it with guys like Giannis guarding him. I don't know if Kareem had a Giannis guarding him.
He had competition, though. That conversation about the years and who your competition was, that's a tough one, man, because I just look at it like this. we're talking about the NBA. So whoever they're playing is at the best time, at that time.
Right. Oh, yeah,
facts. And I mean, yeah, it marginally will be, you know, more dynamic players now than they were then. But I mean, how do you, but the player, he was less dynamic.
Yeah.
So he's playing less dynamically against other less dynamic people. But to compare to each other, they are not different than LeBron and Giannis.
Right. Are you putting Kareem because he did in all three levels too?
College, yeah, no, for sure. And he was a difference maker. He won at all different levels. Like, he didn't lose in college. They changed the rule against dunking because of him, right? I mean, and he won three championships. He went to Milwaukee and won. Then he came to the Lakers and won. Like, I mean, he didn't lose everywhere he went.
He won three college championships?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And when he was on the freshman team, and that was before they allowed freshmen to, you know, whatever, the freshmen beat the varsity team because he was on it.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's crazy.
It's a crazy year. The white boys killing dunk contest. Like, I know they said he went three times in a row. I didn't even see the 2 years prior, I guess.
Oh, you don't know about the Mac Man?
This last year was nuts, bro. Like,
he got crazy. I mean, so he was an internet, like, sensation before.
Yeah, when he was in high school, because he was a young white boy dunking in high school.
I remember y'all talking about this, I think, last year.
Yeah, this motherfucker is...
I saw it this year. I mean, I didn't watch it. I saw the highlights later.
His hops is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he's like 6'2", and he's like touching the rim.
No, when he looked at
his
rim...
His head is on the rim,
And then he was like, look, you're going to have to rewind to see
replay,
what I... Replay to see what I just did, because y'all don't know. It looked weird, probably. Yeah. It didn't look as special as it was, but I was up there.
Yeah.
And when he fucking... The one that I liked is where he... caught it. No. Where he caught it and then like turned 360.
He waited a second. Right. He delayed it and then
he
flipped
it
around.
And then he flipped it and it's like, blah.
And like, how do you do that in the air? Like, where are you pushing off of to do that last spin, bro?
That torque.
Terrence Howard will come in and say, this is why gravity's not real.
Right.
Man, speaking of the game though, I just want to put you on record, be honest. You were not impressed with the halftime show.
I wasn't. It's gotten worse since then.
And neither was French Reggie. French Reggie had some weird comments too.
What'd you say, French?
It's not. Go ahead and tell me. I don't want to speak
for
you.
I said that for what the Super Bowl audience is, that audience wouldn't resonate to it.
Yeah.
Like for our people, black people, shit is amazing. But the Super Bowl, American Super Bowl audience, it wouldn't resonate.
So I'm going to go ahead and I think I might have it. But KRS-One did an interview about it.
What did he say?
And he's like, listen. He sacrificed, right? Like he got across a point, a message, and he sacrificed this entertainment value. And he's like, and I've done this before. Like, and it doesn't necessarily always resonate like the greatest, you know, song or whatever, but I got something that I'm trying to say or I'm trying to get across to people that I think is more important than just the entertainment value.
And
Kendrick did that. And your point, you said something that was like, oh yeah, that was a stadium performance versus arena performance versus a stadium performance. I don't even know what to say with that. I don't even know what that means.
I know
to
what
be,
that means.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Arenas are smaller, so it's more intimate. Stadiums are bigger, so you have to do bigger records because this has to, guy that's way up there in the nosebleeds has to feel it. Because
they can't see you. They can't see. So have you got Samuel L. Jackson as Uncle Sam.
And those songs, Kendrick don't have those kind of songs. He doesn't make that kind of
music. He got a few, though. All Right would have done it.
All Right is
Humble
one.
Humble would have done it.
Huh?
He kind of did play Humble.
Ain't nobody at a club sitting down and Humble comes on and they jump up, my nigga.
So,
he don't make those kind of records.
Yeah. So you all
but
have,
in his catalog, there's a few records he could have selected to make the most out of it.
So y'all haven't seen these motherfuckers everywhere. Like imitating this motherfucker, like all over the fucking world.
What does that mean? That's just because people are followers. That doesn't mean that.
Oh, so I feel like it resonated with some people. Like, I mean, these motherfuckers in Ghana, these motherfucking Africans are doing fucking white people or fucking Europe are doing it.
That's what he's saying. This isn't a Super Bowl performance. This is some other shit.
Soccer players are fucking scoring goals.
But that's what he's saying.
And they're fucking doing it. Dun, dun, they're doing that little two-step shit. And I mean,
what little two-step shit? That Kendrick invented? Give me a break.
No,
you see what I'm saying?
I didn't say they invented.
What are we talking about? Beyonce
probably did that same move. Nobody's doing it in Kenya.
But again, listen, that's what he said, but you can't fake influence, nigga. He's influencing shit.
No, my nigga, really?
Yes.
As many years we've been doing this show, you say you cannot fake all this shit is propaganda.
Yeah.
All of it.
So you think these people doing this shit randomly?
It's because they've been pushed over and over and over. This video, it's on everybody's timeline. They're seeing these videos all day and all night, talking about how wonderful this performance was.
No, but that's not what happened. There was a lot of people that came out just like y'all.
That ain't on their timeline.
There was a lot of people that were fucking.
That's not on their timeline.
But also, how did it get on mine then? Because I don't like that shit. I loved it. How did it get on my timeline?
But because you watch conspiracy stuff and you watch some of the other things.
But also, too, if you're a content creator, anything you do towards Not Like Us or Kendrick right now, the algorithm's going to feed that.
Bro,
that's
Kendrick,
what's trending.
Kendrick was nobody before this Drake stimulus package.
That's weird.
Kendrick Lamar was nobody. Kendrick Lamar was not in the conversation with the Beyoncés and the Drakes and the Michael Jacksons. He was nowhere close to that conversation.
How many Grammys did he have before the Beyoncés?
Tony Rich got Grammys, nigga. He ain't being compared to Michael Jackson and Beyoncé.
The Pulitzer Prize.
Fuck out of here, my nigga.
He's the only musician, too, that got there.
Pulitzer Prize has nothing to do with music. Stop.
So you're talking about popularity.
Separate this for a second. Drake, in comparison, Drake was compared to Michael Jackson, Beyonce, George Michael, Madonna, Whitney Houston.
Still
Drake
is.
Was compared to... Yes.
Have you heard that new shit?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Ugh. Absolutely. Ugh. He's compared to them, absolutely. It's ridiculous to even have your mouth fixed to say that. Kendrick Lamar had never been and would never have been ever talked about in that realm. However, the Drake stimulus package got that nigga up there now. And if you think that I'm just saying that to be a hater, you're not really paying attention to what's happening.
You're
a latecomer anyway, right?
I'm not a latecomer.
You are.
This last album was good to me. The ones before were not that great. This one, last one, was good. However, this Super Bowl performance and the mockery that's happening right now, that y'all are pretending Kendrick Lamar is this revolutionary, this is ridiculous, and it's getting worse and worse every time they give him another platform. Because what I need everybody to understand
is... Let me understand it. Help me out.
They're not... going to let you give your revolutionary message. Whatever we saw that night was their revolutionary message. The one they want you to attach yourself to because it's safe. They don't want niggas fighting and burning and killing. They want niggas rapping and dancing and showing swastika signs. And that's what they want you to do. That's what they want you to do. They want you to do that. The Palestinian flag was nowhere on the air.
Right.
Nowhere on the air.
We found that out online.
There was some niggas hanging up somewhere doing some shit on the ground. That shit didn't get broadcast, my nigga. Right. Trust me, all the little things that he did to kind of trick it or whatever were the things that did not get shown. Everything that you saw had been approved, reapproved, modified, reapproved, shown in the dress rehearsal. The cameras had to know where to block themselves. Every time he looked at the camera and said something like, "Say Drake," there had to be a camera there waiting for him, knowing that he was going to do that in order for you to have seen it the way you saw it. None of it was spontaneous. We're talking about...
Yeah, no one's saying that it was spontaneous.
Then how do you think they let him do a revolution there? Think about what you're saying. He's doing something that's going to bring down the system, and they're gonna promote it on their show. My nigga, that is not the way this game was set up.
They would have killed him.
Whatever message you got on that show was the intended message on that show.
And it's the same message that every black revolutionary that got famous have been saying.
It's not.
That's why I'm saying, like, if you're gonna, it doesn't matter. And we've been trying to get that same message since you and Newton.
My problem is this. They not like us, right?
Right.
Nigga, you're them. You're at the Super Bowl performing. If you're not like them, fuck the Super Bowl. Nigga, come to them like, you know what? I know y'all gonna sue me, but we don't do this. We don't do
at the last
we don't
minute.
Do whole shit like this. Put a black fist up, lose that little money or whatever it is.
Right.
He's so rich and so great, he don't need this Super Bowl money, right? He's up there with Michael Jackson and Beyonce, and he's not. That nigga is a puppet. And now he's been exposed, and y'all like, no, he's a revolutionary. KRS-One is smarter than this, bro. I don't know why he took that side. There was no sacrifice. The sacrifice was him sacrificing his spirit to do the fucking Super Bowl because he's not like them. But yes, he is like them. He rapping about himself, my nigga. Not Like Us is about him.
You gotta, just like back in the day when I said we needed to join the fucking Atlanta Police Department when the motherfuckers was, you know, wilding out or whatever. You can't fucking, you gotta get involved to do something, right? You gotta be inside.
Not if you're trying to make change,
right?
What revolution that you know that has been successful has been won that way?
Troy.
Troy?
Yeah, the fucking Trojan horse. I mean,
that
like
wasn't that, a revolution.
Oh, was it?
That was. That was the last time that shit worked, my nigga. Yeah.
And then
you don't bring a Trojan horse next month, nigga.
And then
Mac, imagine that. You sit up at the gates and another fucking horse roll up. I just got these fucking Trojans out of your camp. Another horse roll up. You're like, shit, I love this one. This one's color. They painted
this. This nice.
maybe this is a gift because we fought. Maybe, let's just bring it in and let's see how it goes.
Yeah. Nighttime comes around.
All I'm saying is, man, I want me to be wrong.
Okay.
I do. But I just don't think that this is how this entertainment business that I was a part of,
right,
it doesn't work this way.
That way, right.
On that level, like even shows that I've done before, which may had 3,000 people in the audience, every minute was on a piece of paper.
Right.
So I'm telling you that a Super Bowl performance, every 10 seconds is on a piece of paper because everybody, they're like 10,000 people responsible for this show to get put on.
Right.
There's camera people, there's lighting people.
Audio.
There's all these people. There's people who have to move sets around and move stuff. All this stuff has to be so coordinated. There can't be any improvisation where, oh, he just tricked them. He told them what he was going to do and he did a whole nother.
Right.
That's not real, bro. They would have cut that motherfucking broadcast immediately. My nigga, immediately. If they couldn't have got that Palestinian flag out of the shot,
yeah,
that shit would have been all cut down, nigga.
Right.
It'd have been a commercial break, man. You've been looking at motherfucking.
Why are we watching Doritos?
You'd be looking at. That's what I'm saying. This is not like. How can we could disconnect ourselves from everything we know about this? That same shit when Trump was saying fake news. Be like, no. A year before that, nobody trusted the news.
Right.
Nobody fuck with media.
Right.
And then Trump said fake news. Everybody's like, oh no, trust the science. And I'm saying that this is the same game, bro. This is the same game because they have to fit into whatever the mold is that the Super Bowl performance is.
Right.
Here, what do you want to do? Oh, well, here's what we're thinking about doing. You know, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that shit ain't gonna happen. So
right.
Come back to us when you have another plan.
Right.
Give us a new revolutionary plan. That shit is not, like, we can't talk about Jews. Well,
so when you said all of that, it made me definitely think of, like, you know, presidents and, you know, politicians and shit. And it's like, you're right. When you get to a certain level, it's all the same, right? Like, if you are at that point and you're preaching a message.
The same club.
Right. You have gotten pre-approved. Like, they don't let you get there. You can't be there without.
Yeah. Didn't they say this was a record-breaking performance?
Yeah.
This one was the most ever.
I don't understand that because the Usher one had more viewers.
Well, I've seen
it. But they say it was record. They said 133 million for Kendrick.
Yeah.
But when Usher did it, was over 200. So
oh,
I don't
wow.
know how.
Maybe they, I don't.
Maybe they'll think we forget.
Maybe because this year's Super Bowl was in multiple outlets. So maybe that's.
Maybe
why.
It was 200. Maybe Usher was 200 globally, and Kendrick was 134 just America. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I
do know more outlets this year provided the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this shit was on Tubi.
Yeah, Tubi.
Yeah, that's right.
A bunch of different other places. So maybe that's.
I mean, you used to make fun of Tubi. Yeah.
I just think no. I made fun of some of those black movies. Have you ever seen?
No, not Tubi. What was it?
It was Tubi.
It was Tubi.
Fubu.
Where that nigga would just be holding his hand like he got a gun, and he'll go bang, and he'll make a spark on the screen, so it looks like there's like a flash by his hand, and then the nigga falls down and he's dead.
Yeah, you know,
we didn't have a gun, bro, but we got to make this movie.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I've never even watched Tubi at all. Like,
bro,
that's not
hilarious.
A download on my
go to Tubi when you get a chance and just go through like the black cinema ones. Look,
okay.
And look at the cover. You're gonna know by the cover,
right?
There was one. This nigga was getting choked out. He was a security guard in a hospital,
right?
And the girl woke up. She woke up and she didn't know where she was. She's like a criminal. She was chained to the bed or whatever. So the security guard is sitting there, and this nigga got a afro, like a short afro,
right?
Right? So she grabs him, wraps her gown around his neck and pulls him in and starts choking him. They flip the scene and the nigga got dreads. It's a whole different actor, my nigga. It's a whole nother nigga in a security outfit getting choked out.
You gotta at least be able to try to keep a same hairstyle with this nigga. Like, at least, like, pat that shit down, get his dreads wet and mat it down.
It's
or something.
A whole nother nigga,
that's,
man.
That's wild as fuck.
That's what Tubi is. It's hilarious, though. So
that's,
you gotta do it.
That's wild as fuck. So you guys, I think you might have both commented on this new Drake album.
I haven't heard it.
I heard it.
Oh, yeah. It's fully out.
Yeah,
is that the one with Party Next Door?
Yeah,
and it's not good.
I think it was.
I mean, it's it's like Canadian R&B. That's the
Canadian
sound.
R&B.
I don't know what that is.
That's so it's R&B. It's the same type of R&B with like Party Next Door, The Weeknd. It's like that. I don't love you R&B. It's like, I'm a rich ass nigga. I love you because I got money and you a girl that you... It's like tricking R&B. Tricking R&B. But it bops.
What's the name of sent me? Like, so Cam had sent me this one song, right? And he's like, listen, was like, give me a hug, right?
That's the one he addressed.
And he's like, yo, he's like, that shit go hard, right? So I'm working and shit. I'm listening to it. And I'm, as I'm listening to it, I'm like, this is wild as fuck, right? Because he does address the beef, right? Kinda, where he's saying, I'm not into beefs. I'm trying to get the party lit and all of this. And I'm like,
I think I saw that. Somebody sent that lyric. Yeah, that bar, those bars in that area.
And I'm like, so you're basically doing exactly what that nigga told you to do in Euphoria. When he said, listen, I like the Drake with the melodies. You know, keep waving my hand, it won't be no threat. Like, I don't like Drake acting tough. Like, and there's no toughness in this.
This is all Drake singing.
There's no, like, this is all melodies. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, so you are doing exactly how he told you to do.
Is he doing what he told you to do, or is he doing what he's always done for fucking ever?
Nah, yeah. For a little while, this nigga, like, so again. Bro, listen.
In 50 years, nobody's going to have the sentiment you have about this beef. Nobody is going to match this.
So when Triple X got killed, right before that and right around that, that nigga was talking that tough. That nigga was tough, even before Mob Ties.
I'm saying, Drake is a conglomerate of all those sounds.
Yeah.
Toughness. Bars.
I never thought Drake was done with the sing-song pussy shit.
Since his first album, I never liked him.
No, of course he's been doing it since his first album, and that's why niggas didn't fuck with him from the first album.
I never liked him.
And then the nigga got hardcore like this nigga. And again, I think if you do put a hit on a nigga and you think...
He didn't put a hit on... That case went to court.
It's still in court. It's not over.
No, the Triple X case is over.
It's over?
Yeah, those niggas that actually...
Let Jamie Matt, he wants to live that.
Those niggas that narrative are in jail. And they in the court, they asked that theory, that conspiracy that did Drake send the hit. They had to prove that.
So when he put the bar, like, nigga, you still be alive if you didn't pop off on live. Like, what the fuck is he? Who's he talking to? Who's he talking about?
I don't know. Maybe he's making it up.
Raggedocious rap, nigga.
So wait a minute.
You still got to prove it in court, bro.
I know. But you think
Drake is so pressed that he got to send a hit on Triple X? Like, think about where Drake is at in his life. Where he's so pressed.
Triple X was lower than Kendrick.
But that's what I'm saying. No, but I understand that. But Triple X was fucking flexing on a nigga crazy, though,
but
right?
Do you know how Triple X died, too? He went to the bank, took out like robbery. $9,000 in cash. Niggas saw him, and they robbed him. And in the middle of the robbery, they shot him. Like, it wasn't no hit. Niggas saw him. He was just like how Pop Smoke died. Niggas was on live flexing the Airbnb. The address was shown. Niggas came to rob him, and then
there's no way to prove whether or not Drake set him up.
So, but Drake,
prove it though. You can't just keep saying this.
I understand
shit.
That though, because just like fucking, you know, Sebo and these other niggas that are fucking rapped about fucking doing shit, and this nigga has it. Inferred whether he's co-opting like that toughness, like, okay, then if he didn't do it, he's faking like he did do it, right?
Braggadocious rap.
That's not good. That's not bragging.
How do you figure that he's faking that he did it?
Because he says some shit like,
what?
if
what
the nigga, so he, when he went on live, so Triple X was on live talking mad shit about this nigga, right?
About Drake?
Yeah,
and then he said, if I die, it's Drake did it.
Right. But then he said,
And he just ended up dying.
That's where we're going with.
No. But he was like, listen, fuck this nigga, right? Like, he was crashing out because Drake had stolen like his some of his lyrics or like cadence
flow,
or some sort of flow. Right.
Yeah.
And he was like, listen, this nigga didn't give me no credit for it. Like, and he acted like he didn't know me, but yet he's stealing my shit. And then when it's like, okay, whatever, I'm going in on this motherfucker, right? Like, he's talking shit about nigga mama, right? All about smash.
Triple X.
Yeah. Talking about smashing his mama.
And this whole time, Drake is ignoring him.
Yeah.
Was he? Because that nigga from Chicago didn't say Drake was ignoring him.
Ooh. I don't know what you're saying.
The motherfucker that said that Drake, he's like, you know, every time I want to go ride for Drake, Drake be like, nah. But when I'm like, I talked about him about Triple X, the nigga was just like, shook his head. It was like, do what you do.
See,
you
know I don't know too much. X wasn't really on my radar, so I don't know too much about
all I'm
all
saying
this.
Is Drake didn't hit throw a hit. Triple X went to go get cash to go buy a motorcycle. Saw him. They try to rob him. In the middle of the robbery, they shot him.
Do you think Kendrick thinks that? Because, again, I don't. Because, again, 5 + 5 is what? X,
I don't know
right?
what like Kendrick thinks anymore.
I think Kendrick just don't like Drake because he's a light-skinned nigga that be doing funny shit. Because he's been hating on Drake since 2013.
Yeah, but see, but this is funny
he's
shit.
He's been hating on Drake since...
Yeah, but Kendrick did some funny style
ever
shit.
Ever since I dropped Control, I put the sensitive rapper back in his pajama clothes.
Yeah, but then he jumped on a Super Bowl stage. And I'm like, yo, nigga, you one of them. Yeah. That's what my problem is. Because maybe I'm just an old school Atlanta nigga. Like, right. We're not getting on the Super Bowl stage if the agenda, if the message, if the culture and the message is... We're not fucking with that corporate shit, then we're not fucking with that corporate shit for any reason, from the inside out, from the outside in, from the upside down, from the down. We're not, it's no point. There's no point for us being there because just us being there is us saying we vouch.
And that's why Drake was like, Kendrick just opened his mouth. Someone give him a Grammy. That's why he was laughing at this. Like, because, nigga, you're not that.
You calling this nigga showboating and high-siding and stuff, and you're on a Super Bowl stage, my nigga? You not like us. You wanted him.
And then to make that point even more solid, Drake was offered Super Bowls before the beef. He said no, just because he didn't feel like doing it.
He's too hard for the Super Bowl.
Right. Hey, look,
Drake is too hard for the Super Bowl.
I don't need to do all that.
But it's funny twice. Because I know that you had, I don't know how many times he was offered the Super Bowl, but I think, you know,
twice.
Turning down the Super Bowl is not, I don't know what flex that is because
that is
again,
the biggest flex.
It's not.
Musician.
It is. It's not because Prince.
It's the biggest stage.
Because Prince did it. I mean, nobody.
That's the reason why it's a flex. Even Prince didn't decline that shit.
Yeah, that's the biggest stage, bro. Turning on the Super Bowl.
Whitney Houston.
Like, that's the point of the flex. It's like, yo, I don't even.
So you saying what do you think he's? What's the flex? He's not corporate.
No, the flex that I'll do whatever
he was
I want
trying.
To do.
He was trying to.
He's anti-establishment.
No, I'm sure Drake was just being lazy.
He was trying to provide that image that he was not corporate and he wasn't that. So yes, that was his flex. Yeah. However, Kendrick Lamar didn't even come. Like, I don't know what the negotiations were like, but the fact that you're here, my nigga, I don't need to ask you another question. If it looks like a duck.
and Drake always been that, because even with the Grammys, he's talked shit. He won a Grammy and went to go talk shit, saying, hey, thank you for the award, but to all musicians out there, don't believe in this award. Like, just know if you got thousands of fans cheering you, that's the real
award.
He won a Grammy and went to go talk shit.
You asked me, would this nigga, you know, be tripping off of Triple X saying shit, right?
To the point where he's going to call it.
Yes, this nigga's sensitive than a motherfucker.
But to the point.
This nigga got mad because fucking Macklemore apologized to fucking Kendrick. This nigga got mad because he didn't say shit to him. Like, fuck you.
He's emotional. That's why I never
mess with
him.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm going to make a phone call.
I don't know about fuck you, but.
That doesn't mean I'm going to make a phone call and throw a hit on a nigga.
Yeah, that's a big stretch, Mac. Being sensitive and crybaby and showing your ass because you didn't get your way, that's one thing.
But that wasn't even
a hit on somebody.
He wasn't even involved in that. Macklemore was like, listen, I think Kendrick had the fucking better album this year.
Yeah.
You know, and I think he got robbed.
Was that good Butterfly? Kid. That good was kid. Butterfly, wasn't it?
I think it was Good Kid.
Was that Good Kid?
Yeah, that was the first album. Kendrick's first album.
Yeah,
his
mainstream
album.
Yeah, mainstream.
And he's like, yo, my bad. Like,
but Mac, trust me, man. I love GNX. I love the album. I don't want this to be. I can't stop thinking it. The frequency, and I'm talking about frequencies. The frequency of that Super Bowl performance was off that day. Somebody was there with us watching it, and she happened to say something, oh, this is the most intricate they put together, so I decided not to say anything that day because she wasn't talking much, and I didn't want her to feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Who's this guy just going to shit on what I said? But honestly, that day I felt like it was something off about the performance. I didn't know what it was. It didn't feel... If I closed my eyes, the feeling of the performance was just a little off. Going home, me and Kit were talking about maybe it was a little sleepy. It was a little boring maybe. He wasn't supposed to be in that place because that's not really what his songs do. They don't raise that type of energy in a crowd. The Kendrick fans obviously knew all the words, so they would be able to rap along. Most people were complaining they couldn't really hear the words. Like, there was a lot that was not Super Bowl-ish.
Huh.
But there was a feeling that I had that I can say those words.
Right.
There was, you know, he's not the right artist, whatever. But there was a feeling that I had that was just a little bit off. And the more days that I went with it, I think I saw somebody say something about when I started seeing the other rappers say that it was kind of boring. I was like, okay, something's off here, but I don't think it's that. As the days kept going, I kept thinking about the whole Not Like Us thing and him, you know, and him being there. And I'm like, you know what? There are so many levels of preparedness that go into this performance that started months ago. He's not sneaking an agenda message underneath these people's eyes. Even if he was smart enough to sneak in some coded words that only black people would know, trust me, out of the 10,000 people working on this shit,
right,
somebody's going, hey, Malcolm, hold on, let me tell you what they doing out there, right. Now. Now, you know they sending a message to black folks now. And I told them, don't do it. But they was like, no, we don't care. You know it's going to be one of those, bro.
Right.
So, like, it's actually impossible that this was a secret message to black people. Look at all the people online who are giving you the breakdown of all the secret messages. They Asians, white people. Who the fuck are you, and why do you know the message?
One thing that did, like, make me think about with some of the shit you be saying is, like, how them niggas on Saturday Night Live, it was Will Ferrell. It was Will Ferrell and forget her name, but they're doing it. And they're actually... He's playing the piano and she's singing falsetto and she's doing doot, 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 doot. And this nigga is like, and I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, certified lover boy, certified powder. And I'm like, what
you
the fuck?
You see what I'm saying?
I'm like, wait a minute. Now,
where is this message moving, bro?
I'm like, yo, this has gotten out of control. Like,
that's
I mean,
what I'm saying. And then that proves you even more that Drake was truly anti establishment.
You push that
stop.
Shit.
Yeah. No, the reason why I'm saying because the industry's going extra hard.
So that means he's anti-establishment, or they just don't want to pay him.
No, that lets you know that he never really cooperated with them.
I mean, he
never had a great relationship.
He's not acting like
them.
A snitch right now.
Yeah,
so
he's never had a good relationship.
He's not presenting snitch behavior.
So before he was the golden child of the industry, right? Getting deals that didn't nobody else get. But now all of a sudden, he never had a good relationship with him.
No, what I'm saying
he has the best relationship.
No, I'm saying that he had leverage, so he was getting those deals.
The deals that he wanted. Right. This is where they try to take his leverage. That was
now they're trying to take his leverage.
How did he get the leverage?
By being the nigga.
Performing. He outperformed
10 years.
For
so,
decades.
Listen, and this is another thing that I've been noticing too, is hella rappers being like, this nigga stole my lyrics. Nigga, like, besides the Triple X shit, I saw Daylight talking about this nigga.
Okay, you just sparked something, because me and Kit were talking today. Kit has this idea that perhaps this whole Drake Kendrick thing is Nas Jay-Z all over again.
It is.
So... she's saying, like, you know, Nas was the more conscious rapper.
Right.
Kendrick's the more conscious rapper.
Right.
Jay-Z owned, like, 10 years in a row.
Right.
Drake owned, like, 10 years in a row. Jay-Z was moving to his grown man contract, and they tried to fuck him up by making Ether pop everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody felt like Ether was the one. Not the takeover, the Ether was the one.
Right.
Because perhaps they could bring Jay-Z down a little bit from all them 11 number one albums he had competing with the fucking Beatles.
Right.
And Nas gets to knock him off a little bit, just a little bit, so that when we're going through these negotiations and you're about to do your grown man contract, they're supposed to set you up for the rest of ever.
Right.
We're going to give you less than what you wanted, because the number you were going to come at first was going to be ridiculous. That's the same idea as what Drake is saying is happening to him on this one. And I heard that Jay-Z said something about this in a song.
That's weird,
Drake's
though,
first album, Jay-Z sat him down in this verse and said, Drake, here's how they're going to come at
that's
you.
That's what I'm talking
with
about.
With silly rap fuse trying to distract you.
So who said that?
Jay-Z was telling Drake that in his first album.
Right. You see what I'm saying? So there is some other maybe outside ideas that might lean towards Drake actually being the person making more sense.
Right, which is weird because Jay-Z's in charge of the halftime performances.
That's different, though. But now Jay-Z has a job to do.
No, he's not wrong. That's true. Mac isn't wrong.
That part, he's not wrong. But I'm saying, but at the same time, if I'm Jay-Z of today and I'm in charge of the halftime, I'm not working with that same industry that was trying to bring me down when I was
right.
Beefing
but he's
with Nas.
Saying, but what Mac is saying, I think, is, yeah, nigga, he's part of that industry that's
right.
doing that thing. So he's no longer that rapper.
Right.
Now he's the industry.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying about Kendrick. He's no longer that rapper. Yeah. Now he's... the industry. Yeah.
But I ain't gonna lie. The first time I heard Ether, my jaw dropped.
Right.
My jaw dropped.
Shit,
I was like, what?
Down.
Like, I mean, like, because it don't start. I mean, it comes out bullets flying. And I'm like, this is not, you know, like subbing. We're not sub-dissing. We're
right.
Not,
no,
it's
obvious.
Is, nigga, like, for the, like, boy. And there's no, this is about as a direct as a fucking diss album as I've heard, right? Like, I
this
mean,
the
besides,
nigga chose to name your record label after.
Right.
I rock hoes, y'all rock fellas.
Right. I mean, from the just fuck Jay-Z. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. What are we doing here?
Right. Well, like, I mean, this is, Pac wasn't far off. That's why I fucked your wife.
No,
it
you're right.
Far off.
No. No Vaseline, right? The fucking, those beginnings, right? No Vaseline, hit them up. Ether. Yeah. Like, soon as that album hits.
I want you to know, my nigga. Like, right. Immediately.
Like this is what they think. They shit without N.W.A. Yeah. Like, Ice Cube, N.W.A. shit without Ice Cube.
The only thing I hate about this whole beef thing is I feel like now, no matter what happens moving forward, they're going to always try to compare the two. Well, so whenever Kendrick drops his next album,
Kendrick and Drake,
yeah, they're always gonna bring it back. Like
French, that's what I'm saying, bro. This is the Kendrick ultimate. Kendrick could have a stimulus package.
Kendrick could have a next album say a line like, "Fuck around, went to Toronto."
Just one, it'll be in benign statement.
Yeah, and now
he's coming for Drake again. Yeah. He won't let up. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's the only thing.
Down goes Drake.
Think Kendrick is. He's so good. Like, you don't need to always mention Drake.
Right.
Does he?
Yes. Nigga, From now moving forward,
whenever Kendrick does something, Drake's name's gonna be mentioned. Vice versa too.
So this is the thing.
Drake making an album called Some Sexy Songs for You, strictly for girls. When you go online, it's all niggas talking about it. Party Next Door had to go and was like, "This is an album for girls, not to analyze. Go get some bitches."
Right.
Yeah.
This is the thing too, right? Like, T-Pain was like talking about the album, and T-Pain was like, "This sound like a song that didn't make previous albums."
Uh-oh.
So what? I have those songs.
No, listen. I'm not saying, like he said, I'm not saying that they're not good songs, but these are the ones that I think didn't, you know, come across or weren't able to make the cut before, whatever.
Sure.
But it does for me, and maybe I'm just, you know, part of the fucking wrong algorithm or whatever, but when I listen to Drake now, he doesn't sound authentic, where before I felt...
You hear about this new album?
Yes.
I haven't heard it yet.
What do you mean authentic? It sounds just like any other Drake album. To the point, it's very repetitive.
If I had
to give this album a criticism, it's too repetitive. It's too of the same Drake sound that we've been listening to.
But let me ask
Matt,
are you saying you see behind his eyes, he looks shook?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew what he meant. I haven't heard it yet, but I knew what
he was saying.
Shook
on what?
Because
like,
there's
he doesn't have that same confidence that I felt before. Like, I don't see him as... I feel like he's looking at people, looking at him now.
Yeah, like, how do y'all feel about this one?
Right.
That could be true. That might be true. That.
Yeah, and it's like, the album cover, he's making duck lips, and that's another thing. Whoa.
He's making duck lips?
Now, the album cover is him in a coat next to the building.
Nah, but let me see.
Is there more than one cover or
something? It's him and Party with we don't even see their faces.
I thought they had furs on or something.
Yeah,
you can't see their faces.
So what is the one with him making duck lips?
I haven't seen that one, bro. You said it's an AI. They might have got that
Drake
nigga.
Drake be making duck lips on his selfies, but not on that album cover.
This is why I don't fuck with this light skinned nigga, man.
And I was like, I remember because I posted it on our Twitter account, and I was like, it's the duck lips for me, bro. This is a problem. Like, you can't
see. That's what's so crazy about all this. I don't even like Drake, and I like Kendrick, but this is how they got us right now, bro, upside down, to where the artist you want to like is doing some cornball Super Bowl show type shit. Like, what? What Twilight Zone episode is this, my nigga? The nigga with the revolution is doing it on the Super Bowl stage? What? We didn't believe that shit when Beyonce did it with her all black on. Remember that?
Blackfish
shit. I'm like, oh, this corny.
She coming to town.
Yeah.
What's up with that poster,
though?
Yeah.
Well, they got it looking like a hood booger.
A hood booger. That's it.
They got it like a hood booger.
Yeah, like...
She got some cheap-ass looking lipstick. I'm sure it's probably very expensive.
And it looked like she got yarn for
some
hair.
Some doo-doo braids. It's like, ugh.
Like, she got yarn. Like, I'm like, what are we... That's not...
She looked like that chick on Drake's album cover. What was that? You know what I mean?
Oh, the bucket one with the bad teeth and shit?
That's what it looked like. That's the first thing I thought of, was that image. Crazy. But anyway, what are y'all looking for? The album cover?
I was looking for...
Yeah, the album...
So nobody want to talk to me?
Everybody? That's probably a duck lip selfie that Drake be taking.
That's wild. That's why I don't fuck with him, though. It's like, it's too soft, man.
And that's... You think a nigga that would do some shit like that would be so bothered to call and
I think a nigga like that would definitely put a hit on somebody. Absolutely would.
No, but, you know, while I'm flashing through our Twitter shit, right, and we were talking about this before we started the show. Are y'all a little worried
about
this whole fucking presidency?
I'm a little worried because the way he's doing the government cuts. It's like, nigga, you don't even audit.
Bro,
cutting shit because you don't think it's a good idea.
To me, this presidency is like every single one of the Oakland, I can't remember what the shit is called, where they do the cars in the middle of the intersection and they almost hit everybody. Sideshow? The sideshow?
Yeah.
To me, the Spartan City is like that shit all day long. It's like that car is coming right by our kneecaps, right. But nobody's moving.
Nobody's moving. Like, you can't, you gotta
be a
G.
And if he pulls it off, this will be the greatest shit ever.
Right, that's dope.
But if
as
that
fuck.
Nigga sitting on top of the passenger side Ghost window the whip, falls yeah. out yeah. and hits his head and the car spins over him
yeah,
and
dead.
Then all the people in the front row get clipped, that's where, you know, that's what
yeah, that shit happens.
I feel like we're at the precipice of that. It can either be the perfect spin and the nigga stays in the car, or it can be all the front row gets took out yeah, and that nigga falls and gets crushed. And that's how close we are to either being, because I mean, some of this shit is on point.
Yeah, it's great.
Some of this shit is so on point.
It's just that the execution is not on point.
I don't even know if it's that. It's just the other shit. Like y'all were talking about with Elon and his kid up in the.
Yeah, so
it's
that,
just,
that, that's
what?
The. That's been the problem for me. That's, I mean, again, I think that was the biggest thing to me, right? Like, so they're like talking to Elon, like, yo, bro, you up in here with your little, you know, your young crew, you know, of hackers that you got fucking all up in these different places looking for waste, right? And cutting shit. And Trump ain't saying a fucking word. He's sitting there like, in the Oval Office, like, this is not his, like.
I didn't see that.
Like, he's not supposed to be there. And then. This nigga's got his fucking kid, like it's take your kid to work day.
Right.
And I mean, like I said, they don't like it when NBA athletes bring their kids up to the podium right. after a game. But this nigga got his, at a press briefing, got his kid just running around.
Almost like, fuck y'all.
Yeah. I mean, he's on his shoulders. He's fucking like, it's not even just like he's just sitting there well behaved.
Yeah.
This nigga's running amok through the Oval Office, looking at Trump, told this nigga, you're not the president. You shouldn't be sitting there. Nigga picked a booger and wiped it on the Oval Office desk, nigga. And didn't nobody, and Trump didn't,
bro.
And when he said it to Trump, Trump didn't even look. He just like looked straight ahead. I'm telling you, he looked like fucking Kanye's wife. Like I said, when at the Grammys, like, she looked like she had some issues. And you saw that nigga crash out, right?
I didn't see that. Now. But I don't, that to me, that don't seem like, that's not on track. That is not on track for Trump's personality. So
no,
I would need
saying.
To see that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In for front him of be, Elon Trump is definitely the son.
Seriously?
Yeah, when he's next
you
to
you. You see it or you I, see
no,
it?
No, you. If you watch that yeah. that presentation, that yeah. interaction, yeah. he's definitely the submissive.
Yeah.
He was like what, he was like fucking French Reggie to fucking First Alley Cat was gonna be.
Oh,
like,
wow.
That's how he looks.
Like Elon gave him a checklist.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? When I watch Rogan's Trump episode, like a clip of it, Trump did say this time around he's just gonna get the smart people and listen, because he said the mistake he made his first presidency, he didn't get the right people for the right stuff.
He got the right niggas this time because this shit is moving. And we're in Oakland, my niggas.
RFK did get approved for the health thing.
This could be really, really, really bad for this front row, or this could be fucking amazing for this country.
We should get good food now.
Yeah, but it's gonna cost you a fucking $1,000.
I saw that they were saying that he wrote an order to reject or not reject to disallow educational institutions to force mandates on COVID vaccines.
Right,
and people were mad about that.
Well, I think that
people just want to be mad now.
Well, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, what are we saying? Are you saying that there was no reason to have COVID vaccine mandates? Because
yeah. No,
if there's no reason, why are you mad? Because he's cutting the mandate.
Just like because you know how he's cutting the Department of Education.
Yeah.
The thing is, everybody was saying that the Department of Education is not teaching the kids the right things.
Bro, we've been saying
it
for years.
Left behind. So the first thing to do is that, and everybody got mad.
This is the fake news thing.
Yeah.
We hated the news and we hated media. We didn't trust none of them bitches. Yeah. The first time Trump said fake news, now wait, no, we gotta listen. He's lying. No, nigga, we never liked the news. Don't
never.
Pretend like you like the news because he said fake news. You never liked the school system. Don't pretend like you like the school system now that he's saying he don't like the school system. Now, what I think a lot of people who are, you know, worried is that his abrupt cuts sometimes
fucked up their plan.
Bastardizes the middleman again. The middle class again get bastardized because now here they are in a position where their future is not secure and they didn't choose these policies the schools fucking put in place. They're just employees.
Right.
So there's no protection for them to continue doing what they, first of all, hopefully love doing, but necessarily are in charge of giving. Providing the service to your kids. They're not even able to do that the right way, and that's what they're terrified of. And it's understandable because there's going to have to be a little area where it sucks for everybody until, you know, But ugh, I feel like I'm sitting in front of that show, man, in Oakland.
It's wild.
He's even doing things where, like, because we have this system where there's like judges that can tell the president no, in a sense, when they
like Supreme Court judges or something.
Maybe just like
Superior Court judges or something. Yeah.
He's even finding a way to bypass that.
I mean, he's
that's why I don't understand. I thought that was the ultimate check and balances.
But that's the thing. He's eliminating the checks and balances part of it. That's what's scary to me.
Yeah, well, I think that that's the Elon stimulus package.
The Doge.
You don't need a lobbyist if you got a trillionaire on your team. Like, nigga, what? Oh, y'all won't give us the money? Huh, don't worry about it. I'll do it. I'll do it, Trump. I got it. Let's just go ahead and do it. Write it up.
And I think that's, you know, again, like it just like the lobbyist, if they put their money down, they kind of like, listen, I own you. Like I've put in on this. So you are going to pass a bill this way. You're going to do what benefits me. And Elon being the sole lobbyist now, he's looking at Trump like, say something, bitch. Like, you got all my money.
I don't think that it's contentious like that. I think they're on the same team.
Nah,
bro.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think they're working together.
I don't think it's as contentious as you. You're trying to make them like they're fighting inside.
No, they're working together.
I'm making it seem like it's a fucking.
He may be running the show, but there is an infighting. Not from what I see.
What was the fucking book I read? I can't even remember it now. Like the Rise of the Oligarchs.
Dicking for Dummies?
No, it was a fucking Rise of the Oligarchs, I think it was.
I remember you saying something about that.
But I think it's about Putin's rise, right? And I feel like this is very similar to that to me, right? Where you put somebody, you let somebody in the door, and then they just kick everything down, and they're like, I don't need you anymore, nigga. Like, you thanks for bringing me to the party, but I'm running shit right now. Like, and from here on out, like,
Mac, we've all been begging for somebody to do that for years, and now
I don't think I've been asking for a dictator.
Bullshit. We would like get rid of these lobbyists. No one else could have done something like this. It would require someone with enough capital to say there had. It requires someone with enough fuck you money to tell them to kick rocks.
Shit.
Is this nigga even American?
No.
Okay, so that's a problem. So
you're talking
right?
about the book you read. There's a book called The Bloodline of the Illuminati, and in that book, they talk about there's like 12 bloodlines that really runs the world, but it does mention a 13th bloodline that's separate, and that bloodline is kind of like somebody that's going to use technology and whatever current events to take over. And if you look at what Elon is doing, he seems like that 13 bloodline.
I read he's trying to buy OpenAI or force them to be nonprofit again. Did you see that?
Yeah, because he started OpenAI. And then they started beefing. He was part of the project.
Bro, listen.
He was involved in the early stages of that project.
So from what I understand, Elon has never really been
the starter,
the visionary of the product. He's more been the investment vehicle for the team. That was the...
Including Tesla?
Absolutely Tesla. Right.
I know you started with PayPal.
Tesla. There's some guys that had a company that created electric cars. He just made it
poppin'
what it is. And it probably wasn't called Tesla yet.
So
he made it a hot song. Yeah.
So along with... And this is where I'm scrolling this shit while we're fucking talking. This nigga told Trump, I want you to shush your fucking mouth.
The baby?
The little boy.
Put that on speaker.
That's wild,
I want to hear his voice. Saying that.
Yeah, that's wild.
Here we
wild,
go. Listen. I want you to shut your... Hold on.
Oh, that's wild, bro.
And I heard Elon just got a kid. And he's not taken care of. The baby mama finally spoke out.
So, it's not... There's no audio. Just look at it, though.
There's no audio? I guess because it's a kid talking.
Just go ahead and hit play. You got to hit play.
Listeners, be honest, is watching the video to see the kid's mouth.
He definitely says shush.
Yeah, you're right. And he's looking at the president.
And the words look like what you said, but it was close.
And then a nigga pick his nose and wipe it on the damn fucking Oval Office desk.
But again, I need you to stop. Go slow motion for a second. Stop running.
Okay.
Everybody slow down for a second. Understand that at this level, everything that you're allowed to see, you're supposed to see.
But this is real time, though, right?
Like, listen to what I'm telling you. Everything at this level that you see, you're supposed to see.
I'm with you on that because
Fauci got railroaded.
But
they wanted you to see that he got fucked at first.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, they're only going to show you at this level, you're only going to see what they want you to see. I know, like, no, 2025 screenshots, people just do it. No, bro.
Nah,
trust me, they can shut down an entire country's internet.
Yes.
They have it in Egypt.
Yeah.
They can shut the entire internet down. China does it
all the time.
China does it before you even ask.
With the VPN.
They got AI doing it already. So what I'm trying to get you to understand is that anything that on that level,
right,
anything that you're allowed to see, you're supposed to see. And you should be wary of that because there might be an agenda they're trying to push towards you.
Right.
Like thinking that, oh, they're fighting on the inside or whatever. Meanwhile, they back there partying like, yeah, we're going to get them. They think that we're fighting on the inside. They're not going to see us coming. Who knows? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But all I'm saying is that the fact that you're seeing that means that you're supposed to see it.
Right.
On his Twitter.
I know. Everybody saw that. You saw it.
I'm saying on Elon Musk's Twitter because right. He owns the platform.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. The little kid looked like he definitely didn't have the appropriate amount of respect. And again, I don't know what
he needs his ass whooped, but he's a billionaire.
He's a fucking
a 100 billionaire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
how do you, we talked about that like last
that kid could fart your life away. Like you and you die. You
that,
know
nigga,
what I'm saying?
That nigga doesn't
he
have to work.
He can put out a hit on somebody. Like for real.
That nigga doesn't have to work for anything, right? He gets anything and everything, right? I mean, like he said that shit like kids
to
said,
a
like,
president.
No, but yeah, but then when he was in that Tucker Carlson interview and he's like, talking about SpaceX and whatever, and he's like, we could secretly do whatever we want and get away with it, and then laughed like diabolically. And then,
you see, Elon told him to say that, but he did it as a joke. I don't like that joke, my nigga, because that joke is not a joke.
That's a
warning disguised as a joke.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, my kid was just playing. No, nigga, that's a warning to us disguised as a joke. Well, I don't like that.
And in that same interview, he said that if Trump didn't become president, this because this is prior to the presidency, he's like, I might go to jail. Like, I might not see my
Elon
kid.
Said that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
For what, though? What?
Nigga, that's the $100 million.
We'll never know. Right. We'll never know.
That's the $100 million question.
And that's why I don't believe that it's as contentious as you think it is. Because Elon's participation in this presidency, in this cabinet, was conditioned upon something. Trump gave him a bone, my nigga.
No, for sure. Because like, there's that when Trump was saying, we don't need your vote. Because me and Elon got a secret. We got a secret, right? Don't we, Elon?
Nigga, look on that stage. Jeff Bezos.
Zuckerberg.
The Google Indian CEO.
The Google dude.
Yeah.
TikTok dude.
The TikTok CEO who just got banned.
Right.
A week earlier, he got banned from the whole country.
But just like the tariffs.
And now this nigga sitting on a fucking stage with all the former presidents.
You know what's so funny? Ever since Trump got president, you never heard from the World Economic Forum anymore.
Oh, because he said fuck them.
Yeah.
I think WHO, WEF, all the motherfuckers probably go out of business.
He definitely said get rid of WHO.
They're gonna have signs up going last ditch effort, last fire sale. Everybody get what you need, hard drives, whatever.
And then he kind of put up hold on BRICS too, somehow.
Bro, I tell you. and then Michelle Obama decided she's gonna protest and not come. Man, if you don't get your ass out of here.
I mean, what difference does it make?
She remembers all the racist things that happened during the first presidency.
What difference does it make if your husband's there kikiing with the nigga? Or not, that was at the funeral. But it doesn't matter. He showed. I mean, so again, nobody needs you.
Well, you're supposed to be there.
I know, but no, but
get your ass on stage.
Okay, so then there's not that's a house divided. Your husband showed up.
No, because they have to.
The husband was former president.
She's just being her, but you have to come, my nigga. Right. If you're not dead, you got to be on that stage. That's your responsibility forever until we stop calling y'all because it's been 15 presidents since then. You know what I'm saying? But you're supposed to be there. When you get elected in the first time, you're always a president.
I'd be weak at the fuckery, too. Like, he'd be taking people's fucking details away from him, like security details. Like nope, nigga, play for your own shit. And I'm like, it's weird because some of the shit that he does, I'm not necessarily 100% against. Like, again,
that's
yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so close.
Like, that's the thing. Like, he just be flirting with some shit, and it's just weird. It's like a fine bitch with herpes. It's like, fuck, I like all of this other part of my...
What percentage of people got herpes? You trying to look up stats?
Oh, it's the whole world.
I like all this shit about you.
She just got a little herpes.
Bruh, damn.
She's not even shedding at the moment. Right. I might be
there's
all
no
right.
outbreak right now, right?
Like, active.
Right,
I mean,
right.
How many warning can you give me?
Right.
Let's talk about this. I don't want to just say no.
Just tell me when shit start to itch. Like, can we give me some heads up? Like, goddamn, like... But everything else is popping. Like, I fuck with some of this other shit about you. But this part, I just wish you didn't have that.
Yeah. We're about to get out of here. I do want to say I went to a funeral yesterday Someone who's been on the show before. I don't know if you guys remember from...
I do.
Not you guys. I'm talking to listeners. I would say early 100, maybe 200s?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Maybe even before then.
French, were you here yet when Coach Ty was on the show?
I don't think
Coach
he was.
Coach Ty came on the show.
Not when he came on the show. I know him, but not when...
No, I know you know him. So it was a little bit before French got here. We had Coach Ty on the show. He's a financial guy. He passed away a few weeks ago. His birthday was February 14th, so his wife decided to have the funeral on February 15th, which was yesterday. And I just want to send a shout out. You know, he's on the show before, so...
Yes, sir.
You know, if you got a moment, give him a moment.
And I remember he was giving good financial information back then too, right? Like, I mean, I know it's fattened me up about a bunch of different things.
And he's actually responsible for French Reggie being here.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Because if French Reggie hadn't been indoctrinated into the Primerica cult.
Right.
Almost. They didn't rape him. He didn't get fucked in.
No.
He was going to get beat in and he decided just not to show up.
Right. He let him fucking whack his dick with a ruler.
Right. But if he hadn't shown up, because I believe, and tell me if I'm wrong, French, the way this went was French was coming to an event that Coach Ty was putting on. Jay Smooth, obviously, Coach is hit. The reason why we say Coach because he's his coach.
Right.
So Jay Smooth was going to take French Reggie with him so he had a ride to get there.
That's where he heard
the No Nonsense show.
Right.
And that's where he was like, oh, I think I could do that. And French had just started his own podcast. So it was like, you know, he thought Smooth was the man. He's like, oh, shit, Smooth, I'm with the guy.
Wait a minute.
I know I'm getting on this show. I'm with the guy.
You just fucking did like a fucking Kendrick Lamar breadcrumbs halftime show and shit, right? Because we always talk about French Reggie in these fucking car trips, right?
Oh,
there it is.
My.
There it is.
Can I just shut up? Can I shut the show off?
Let's do it.